there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
It's the Colin Cowherd podcast presented by FanDuel. Football season's here. No better place to get in on the action. FanDuel app is safe. You get paid fast. Lot of ways to play. The spread, the money line, team totals, players, props, a lot of stuff. Over-unders. Jump into the action. Same game parlays are my favorite. Just use the promo code Colin and download the FanDuel app today. All right, the voice of reason, the voice of sanity, and often the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, Matt Mosley, part of the Volume. Nice screen there. You look very official. So listen, you go on the road, you have a backup, you're undisciplined as heck, CeeDee Lamb drops a near touchdown early, and you win, and it kind of feels like you're the superior team. That's not a bad night, right?
Yeah, I think it's an okay night. And I think anytime Cooper Rush gets you a win, everybody from the Cowboys is very excited. They did not expect this at all. They were ready to go on a losing streak and lose every game that Dak was out. And so everything that's happening right now, Jerry sort of tried to predict this, and he said some very, very strange things at the beginning of this week. But in some weird way, Cooper Rush has settled everything down. And the Cowboys winning with this quarterback has a galvanizing effect on the franchise, as crazy as that seems. Now, Giants seem kind of horrible, and the Cowboys don't seem that much better. But still, to be able to overcome everything that happened to them, including CeeDee Lamb just, you know, flatlining in the first half and all of that, I think the Cowboys feel really good about this win.
Yeah, listen, I always felt, I was talking to Sean Payton today. If a backup, if he misses, your starter misses four games, if you can win two and then they find film on him, it's like Kyle Allen can fool you for a few games. Then you get film. You know his limitations. But Cooper Rush, I think, has won three straight Cowboy starts. I mean, he's not Dak, although I would say the gap between the two, it's not as large as the Dak fans want you to believe. Dak's better. He's a better athlete. He's stronger. I will say this, is that you can't – listen, Brian Daboll has limitations, and those are called Daniel Jones. I mean, this is the last year, clearly. But I don't know. As I watched, I thought it was a really hostile crowd. I don't think the New York Giants are without talent. I think they have the right coach. I think you get on that flight, you go home, and you feel like we're not as dynamic offensively as Philadelphia. But geez, Matt, you look around the NFC right now. Who's great? Green Bay can only win one way. Tampa's falling apart. I mean, the Rams, trust me on the Rams. It's Bondo and Band-Aids. It is not a good team. San Francisco's got limitations. I mean, I would think the flight home tonight's a pretty positive one.
I think so. And you're a man, the master of the schedule. And you know the Rams are coming up with the Cowboys here pretty quickly. And Cowboys have a chance to get on a little bit of a roll here. And then the Eagles right after that. And so everything's right out there in front of them. And I'm telling you, they didn't expect Cooper Rush to do this at all. I was with Jerry last week, and I was right up, next to him. In fact, you saw me right behind him in one of those photos. Yep. And it was just, you could tell he was shocked how Cooper Rush played. I've seen Jerry, the angriest he ever was at Jason Garrett was when Jason Garrett sold him a bill of goods on a backup quarterback. And they had Brad Johnson one of those years, and Brad Johnson was a check down Charlie by that point. And Jason had become friends with Brad, and he said, Brad can do this. And when Romo was out, Brad Johnson filled in, and he went 1-2, and they were horrific. And so the fact that they are functional, and also the fact that they let him down so many times, that CD dropped that big one. You know, and there were other plays and holding penalties and everything they had to overcome.
Yeah.
And he still kind of kept chipping away. And when they fall down 13-6 and they answer and they come right back down the field, and then CD, to his credit, I mean, he is not. Yeah. By the way, I had Drew on my radio show, Drew Pearson, and he was like, he's not honoring the number 88. The 88s were upset with him early on in this season. And tonight, after a really bad drop, kind of an embarrassing drop. Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, the rookie had a bad drop. Then he make on that one, that all you need against the Giants is like one great drive. And in a sense, he took over on that drive and he ends it. And it was just like they needed somebody to step up. And so they have him and they have Tony Pollard. And then they ran behind an aging left guard tonight. I mean, think about that. On the third drive of the game, they put in a 41-year-old guy who doesn't play guard. And they said, go play left guard for us. Just see how you do. We'll just see how you do. And he blows open a hole, and Pollard goes for 46 yards. So this thing is, you were talking about Band-Aids and everything what the Rams are doing. That's what the Cowboys are doing. But it's a win.
Yeah.
It's a win. And that's in the NFC right now, that's good enough.
Well, yeah, in the NFC, everything's kind of Band-Aids. I mean, Garoppolo, for the first time in 9 months, got every throw at practice this week. He admitted after the game, like, I'm not in shape. Tampa's just basically going to the local hospital. I mean, nobody is healthy. And by the way, the Rams, that's a very winnable game for the Cowboys. So Van Jefferson's in the IR. Allen Robinson looks washed. OBJ's gone. Cam Akers is in the doghouse because he fumbles near the goal line. They're missing their center and their right guard's a backup. And Andrew Whitworth left, so they don't get great protection. And Matt Stafford throws a lot of picks. So when you look at the schedule coming up, it's a lot of winnable stuff. I mean, I don't love the Cowboys. The way I look at Dallas is, I know the undoing is obvious. It'll be penalties. It'll be situational football and penalties that will end the season. It's not necessarily talent. Like, they're not as talented as the Niners. That is indisputable. After that, if everybody's healthy, they got 5 or 6 elite players. They're not the Niners. Other than that, maybe Philadelphia I'm underserving here, but I just look at this team and I think every time I watch them, they're painfully undisciplined.
I think that's fair. I think you also have to remember Michael Gallup is returning next week. I mean, I think that really helps the offense. The discipline stuff's not going to go away. I mean, that's sort of sadly what Mike McCarthy brings to the table. Yeah. But now, and again, some of that we can't just blame on him. On the defensive side of the ball, we go crazy about Dan Quinn, and there were calls on the defensive side of the ball, whether it be holding, whether it was after the whistle stuff that was going on, even though some of that stuff was ridiculous. But the best news for the Cowboys is Micah Parsons was not himself. He showed up at the game with a bunch of Pedialyte, which we've all, you know, had to use at some point. In his case, he needed it for some illness. And DeMarcus Lawrence, who were kind of like,
he played great.
What's DeMarcus done recently? 3 sacks, constant Dorrance Armstrong. Everybody else lifted this player up, this great NFL player who was not himself tonight. And how many Daniel Jones, how many pressures they end up with? 24 pressures. I mean, it was embarrassing.
In the 20s, yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, again, Micah was sick. Backup, lots of penalties, a CeeDee Lamb drop. And I really felt in the last 10 minutes of the game, Dallas was the better team. If you're the New York Giants, because I really like Brian Daboll, they got to draft a quarterback, clearly. Outside of left tackle, their offensive line is still a massive problem. Kenny Golladay is stealing a paycheck. Not to have any sympathy for the Giants. I thought the crowd was also really loud tonight. I thought it was a really hostile environment. But when you look at the Giants, and I do think sometimes, I think, you know, in college, if you get the right coach in the transfer portal, you can get good really fast. In the NFL, there are limitations because it's such a quarterback league. Here's the good news for the Cowboys. There's 2 quarterbacks in this division, Jalen Hurts and Dak, that are franchise quarterbacks. Wentz, I think, is washed, and Daniel Jones is done. So, I mean, like, the horizon, I think Dallas is too insular, but I really think with Gallup coming back, I think people in Dallas Cowboy fans, there's a little playoff vibe to them. They may be falling apart, so is everybody else in the NFC.
Well, always the good news for any NFL team is when the Commanders are coming to town. And that's happening next week, and you go to 3-1, and everything we know about the NFL, we're having to kind of rethink. I mean, when you see the Dolphins jump out to a 3-0, you know, start, you got to have to kind of think, okay, these are different times. We've been trained to think of teams like the Patriots over the years. They're not the same, and they're not going to be anywhere close to the playoffs for another season. The Cowboys in the NFC East can always be hanging around. I'm not, you know, Jason Garrett came on the other night and said he thinks the Eagles are the best team in football. I like Jalen Hurts. Watched him play for a long time, both at Oklahoma and Alabama. And I think he is a fun player because he can do so many things on the move. Do I think over the course of a season, he can keep this up? I do not. I really don't. They have really good weapons, and they have really good defenders. I'm just saying I base it more on his whole body of work. I mean, there's a reason he transferred. There's a reason, you know, everybody was winning the Heisman there. He was okay. He was pretty good at Oklahoma. He wasn't great, and I have a really hard time thinking he's just going to do this the rest of the season. So the Cowboys right now are just kind of holding the fort with Cooper Rush. And I think when you do something like that, it can have an impact on the whole team. And the thing that Cooper Rush won't do is like make these backbreaking mistakes, you know, like Daniel Jones, even how many years is this? 6 or 7 years. You know, at some point he's going to, like, with a minute 50, if Aaron Rodgers has the ball or Brady or really any, you know, all these young quarterbacks, you're like, they got a chance. I mean, in did you think they had a chance?
As you gear up for fall, you need the right people on your team to help your small business fire on all cylinders. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it easier to find the people you want to talk to faster and for free. Create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small business rates LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? 40 million. Post your job for free at LinkedIn.com/Colin. LinkedIn.com/Colin. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Football season's underway, so now is the perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today, get started, $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Promo code, though, is Colin to get in on the action. Always Colin. Turn game day into payday. Win totals, division winners, player props, week one spreads and totals. Play your way, bet on more than just the final score. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with same game parlay, my fave. Now, FanDuel is also live in Kansas, baby. Don't fumble your chance. $150 in free bets, win or lose, promo code Colin. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, and Louisiana. Permitted parishes only. Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat. Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, Jersey, and Virginia. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-877-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369 in New York, Tennessee. Redline 1-800-889-9789 Tennessee. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take,
you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Well, Daniel Jones is the classic. If the pocket is clean and he has time to set up and throw, he's generally okay. But that's the description of a backup. The description of a starter is he can overcome a muddy pocket. If the play breaks down, he's special. You know, here's the other thing, what's happening in the league. And Matt, I talk about it all the time. So think about the offenses that are struggling. Chicago, defensive head coach. New England, defensive head coach. Chargers, defensive head coach. Seahawks, defensive head coach. Steelers, defensive head coach. Dallas, for all the misgivings about Mike McCarthy, we would both admit he does create decent passing games. Now, he didn't create run games in Green Bay, and that was part of his undoing, and I don't think it's a strength. But I will say is that Dak likes him. He's an offensive side of the ball guy. You start looking around this league right now at the teams that can't move the chains. Look what Doug Peterson, offensive guy, is in Jacksonville overnight. So we can lament McCarthy. He's in the right side of the ball. Look at Ron Rivera with Wentz. Useless. Doesn't have the sensibility. Completely useless offense. So I don't know. There's a ceiling with McCarthy, but I would rather take McCarthy than Matt Eberflus, who everybody tells me they love, but they're completing 7 passes a week.
Yeah, and if you team it with potentially one of the better pass rushes in the NFL, you always have something because you're putting the quarterback just constantly in trouble. And again, the big thing tonight was without their greatest player, they were still creating so much chaos in the pass rush.
Right.
Now, McCarthy did a nice thing this week. McCarthy had to take a Jerry Jones bomb that he left out there, and he was able to put out the fire. And that's not always an easy thing for head coaches because you don't want to show up Jerry, but Jerry said some silly things about the quarterback. And, oh, Cooper Rush, wouldn't we like to be here down the road having a dilemma? Wouldn't you like to have a dilemma whether, now listen, when you're paying a guy $40 million, Jerry knows this, but Jerry kind of left this with his head coach and his players, and the players just all had a good laugh about it. And Zeke, for all his, you know, deficiencies as a player, Zeke has a tremendous understanding of the offense. And Zeke has become a great leader. Here's how good of a leader Zeke is. He knows he's not truly the lead back anymore. Like he's actually sort of accepted that. And I never thought in a million years we'd say that. Tonight, at some point on the broadcast, they said Zeke has 12 carries, Pollard has 10 carries. That used to be like, oh my gosh, unbelievable. They have the same amount of carries. Nobody cares anymore because Pollard is a much, much more explosive back. And the good news is Zeke sort of knows his future is pretty much in doubt with the Cowboys, and he's okay. He's okay. Like, he's a huge leader for this team, and this is very rare for an offensive player who's paid a lot of money, but he doesn't seem to care right now that he's been usurped a little bit by Pollard and what they're trying to do to move the ball. And so he's a player they use in spots, but he's not a lead back anymore.
All right. Finally, one Big 12 question. Texas lost, Oklahoma lost. As a Baylor guy, it tickles you. But if I said to you, Brent Venables or Sark one of the two eventually will be fired in the next 3 years. Which one would you guess?
Sark. Yeah, because Oklahoma, they will. He is one of theirs. Now, I know he played at K-State, but he truly is one of theirs. Sark is a fish out of water. Sark was brought in, you know, as like a trick, like, oh, this guy was at Alabama. Maybe we can bring in Alabama. And by the way, for, you know, that first game against Alabama, everybody's like, oh, my gosh, Sark looks great. Sark goes out to Tech. He's out on the South Plains of Lubbock, and he's got a 31-17 lead, and they lose the game. Sark has never, he's been good at, you know, at play calling at Alabama. As a head coach, he's never done anything. He's never distinguished himself in any possible way. Same thing with Venables. The fan bases are just completely different. The power structures are completely different in that Oklahoma will do everything in the world to prove that they made the right hire. Even if that means living with some steps in the wrong direction, Texas always feels like it can pay itself out of a bad situation. And so this stuff won't work. Like you know, people in Texas think differently. They're already, if Jimbo had a gun in the tank and lost that game to Arkansas, they're already figuring out, how can we pay the $50 million fee? How can we come up with that? And they would have gotten it done if they needed to. Same thing at Texas. While they haven't even been as good as A&M lately, they'll turn on Sark in a heartbeat. Whereas Oklahoma, we used the word insular earlier, that's a big thing with Oklahoma. He's one of theirs. Sark is not a UT guy. He has no real Texas connections, and there will be no circle the wagons moments with Sark. They will turn on him in a hurry, and those boosters are not loyal. I mean, you know, if it goes the wrong way, they'll turn on you in a heartbeat. So the people at Oklahoma are much more loyal to Venables than they will be to Sark if this thing goes the wrong way.
All right, Matt Mosley, Cowboy Update at the Volume. He's a member. We love having him. And we don't give that backdrop to any old guy on the street. That's very professional. It's a very professional look.
Yeah, Baylor over Oklahoma State, 16 versus 9, and Bears win big this weekend.
All right, congratulations. USC's not losing for the next decade, so I don't have to worry about it.
I don't know how they moved up. The AP poll, they like moved up a slot. It's like, did they not stay up and watch the game? Oh, well, your emotions were all over the place during that game, by the way. I was kind of like watching the tweets. It's like, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, but in the end, I think you were with Lincoln.
I was. I'm with him. I'm pro-Lincoln. Okay, man. Good talking to you.
Yeah, all my best.
Volume. Make sure to check out the Draymond Green Show. I brought Draymond Green into the Volume because one of the more entertaining voices in sports, unique perspective, understands behind the rope, also chops up with guests like Gary Payton, Zach LaVine, Tracy McGrady. Make sure, download the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts, only on the Volume Podcast Network.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.